International. Whether on apartheid in South Africa, the illegal war in Iraq, or the persecution of Hong Kongers, Liberal Democrats have always stood up for the vital British values of democracy, liberty, human rights, and the rule of law. We will resist those states that threaten us and robustly challenge our allies when necessary. The UK must support democracies around the world, especially those threatened by aggression, such as Ukraine and Taiwan. We must stand up to states like China and Russia, resisting their attempts to undermine our democratic values and preventing them from filling the vacuum that the UK has left in Africa and the rest of the global south, following the government's short-sighted cut to the aid budget. Following years of Conservative government, our influence on the world stage is sadly but undeniably diminished. Liberal Democrats will reverse this decline. We will rebuild our relations with our allies, not trash them. We will uphold international law, not undermine it. We will restore Britain's role as an international development superpower. With war raging on our continent, now more than ever, Britain must lead within Europe. Liberal Democrats are the only party that will fix the UK's broken relationship with Europe by following our four-stage roadmap. Not only will this leave us and our allies more secure, but it will help restore the British economy and the prosperity and opportunity of its citizens. We will work to counter the global rise in authoritarianism by championing the liberal rules-based international order and supporting international institutions such as the United Nations, the Commonwealth, NATO, and the International Criminal Court. Fix the UK's broken relationship with Europe. Forge a new partnership built on cooperation, not confrontation, and move to conclude a new comprehensive agreement which removes as many barriers to trade as possible. Stand with the people of Ukraine and provide them with the support that they need in the face of Putin's illegal invasion. Restore the UK's reputation as an international development superpower by returning spending to 0.7% of national income and re-establishing an independent international development department. Advocate for an immediate bilateral ceasefire in the Israel-Gaza conflict to resolve the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, get the hostages out, and provide the space to reach a two-state solution based on 1967 borders with security and dignity for Israelis and Palestinians. In addition, we will protect, defend, and promote human rights for all around the world by working to abolish the death penalty and end the use of torture, using the UK's Magnitsky sanctions to stand up against human rights abuses, banning imports from areas with egregious abuses such as Xinjiang, enshrining in law a right for British nationals, including dual nationals, who have been politically detained or face other human rights violations abroad, to access UK consular services. Developing a comprehensive strategy for promoting the decriminalisation of homosexuality and advancing LGBT rights. Appointing an ambassador-level champion for freedom of belief. Fix the UK's broken relationship with Europe by following our four-stage roadmap. Taking initial unilateral steps to rebuild the relationship, starting by declaring a fundamental change in the UK's approach and improving channels for foreign policy cooperation. Rebuilding confidence through seeking to agree partnerships or associations with EU agencies and programmes, such as the European Aviation Safety Agency, Erasmus Plus, scientific programmes, climate and environment initiatives, and cooperation on defence, security and crime. Deepening the trading relationships with critical steps for the British economy, including negotiating comprehensive veterinary and plant health agreements and mutual recognition agreements. Finally, once ties of trust and friendship have been renewed and the damage the Conservatives have caused to trade between the UK and EU has begun to be repaired, we would aim to place the UK-EU relationship on a more formal and stable footing by seeking to join the single market. All these measures will help to restore the British economy and the prosperity and opportunities of its citizens, and are also essential steps on the road to EU membership, which remains our longer-term objective. Restore the UK's role as a global leader in tackling climate and nature emergencies, as set out in chapters 5 and 12. Finally, put a stop to oligarchs from corrupt regimes channeling their money through the UK by beginning the seizure of frozen Russian assets in the UK, with proceeds being repurposed to finance support for Ukraine so that we can stand with Ukraine even if US support wavers. Properly resourcing the National Crime Agency. Closing the loopholes in economic crime legislation, which allow Putin's cronies and other kleptocrats to continue funneling dirty cash into our country. Effectively using the UK sanctions regime to tackle economic crime. Conducting an audit of UK-based assets owned by officials from countries listed as Foreign Office human rights priorities, including China and Iran. Work with our allies to help bring security and stability to the Middle East, which has become a tinderbox amidst the Israel-Gaza conflict, including by advocating for an immediate bilateral ceasefire in the Israel-Gaza conflict, recognizing that there is no military solution to remove Hamas from Gaza. Leading a diplomatic push towards a two-state solution in Israel and Palestine based on 1967 borders to deliver the security and dignity that Israelis and Palestinians deserve. Officially recognizing the independent state of Palestine with immediate effect. Recognizing the existential threat of Iran not just in the Middle East, but to Western democracies by proscribing Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Upholding and respecting international courts and international law. Stand with Hong Kong, Taiwan and the Uyghurs, including by continuing to fight for British national overseas passport holders' rights by closing gaps in the BNO visa scheme. Extending BNO integration funding for Hong Kongers in the UK for the duration of Parliament. Recognising that the human rights abuses being perpetrated against the Uyghurs in Xinjiang amount to the crime of genocide. Building new diplomatic, economic and security partnerships with democratic countries threatened by China, including Taiwan. Increase a UK humanitarian assistance to Sudan and play a stronger role in seeking a ceasefire and long-term peace where civilians form a democratic government and war crimes are prosecuted. Provide safe and legal routes to sanctuary for refugees, as set out in Chapter 18. Properly fund the impartial BBC World Service from the Foreign Office budget and restore its global reach. Pursue a foreign policy agenda with gender equality at its heart, focusing on the transformation of the position of women through economic inclusion, education and training, ensuring the lives of women and girls are not ignored in favour of trade or regional alliances, working to extend reproductive rights and end female genital mutilation, the eradication of sexual violence in conflict, including by increasing international development funding for such initiatives. Ensure that the UK's international development spending is used effectively and with a primary focus on poverty reduction as we reverse the official development assistance cut, including by putting the UK nation's sustainable development goals at the heart of UK's international development policy. Funding genuine partnerships that are rooted in local needs and developed on grounds of mutual respect. ensuring that the use of the international development budget continues to be consistent with the OECD or DAC rules and guidelines and with UK legislation. And in particular, its primary purpose should remain the economic development of and poverty reduction within the partner country. Recognising the role of education as a force for good and committing to spending 15% of ODA on education in the world's most vulnerable areas, especially focusing on girls and young women. Increasing the proportion of ODA committed to tackling climate change and environmental degradation in line with our commitment to climate justice. Tackling the growing global crisis of food insecurity and malnutrition by increasing the proportion of ODA committed to delivering life-saving nutrition interventions.
Promoted by Liberal Democrats. 1 Vincent Square, SW1P, 2PN.